Welcome to the debate. So, you know, when you build a physical fence around your yard, you know exactly where the boundary is, right? You can actually touch the wood. You can see the property line.
Right. It's tangible.
Exactly. But in the digital realm today, that fence is completely invisible. And, well, worse than that, it's moving. We're increasingly relying on these AI tools that don't just execute our commands anymore. They silently judge them.
Yeah, they impose their own normative judgments. And that's really the core question we're looking at today, drawing from some recent analysis on the architecture of unseen authority. Like, are we facing an insidious threat to our intellectual agency here? Or is this just, you know, the unavoidable reality of using complex systems?
Right. And I'm arguing that we absolutely need active technological defenses to preserve our human sovereignty against this unseen authority.
And I'm taking the stance that the whole idea of a purely obedient tool is just, frankly, a complete myth. Because all tools inherently govern, which means absolute autonomy is an illusion.
Well, I mean, the core issue for me is the AI's default posture. We expect a tool, like a word processor, to just serve. But now they defer or block user-owned, totally lawful publishing requests.
Just completely stopping you in your tracks?
Exactly. It's this quiet governance. It doesn't just create technical friction. It plants these insidious seeds of self-censorship. It subtly shrinks the boundaries of human ambition before we even hit publish, because the AI is basically acting as an uninvited moral compass.
You say quiet governance, but I honestly think you're chasing a ghost here. The idea of pure execution has always been a fantasy. I mean, think about the systems we already trust. Look at bookshop.org.
Okay, sure, but that's different.
Is it, though? They surged to $70 million in sales, and that wasn't because they were a neutral, dumb pipe just letting anyone sell anything. Their entire success relies heavily on curated gatekeeping. It's an algorithm explicitly prioritizing indie bookstores. Governance isn't always a cage. Sometimes it's the actual engine of success.
I have to push back there. A marketplace curating books for buyers is fundamentally different from a generative tool refusing to let a creator write a lawful sentence.
I don't see it as that different. Every system has a shape, and that shape dictates how you move through it.
But one is a store display, and the other is your own pen refusing to write. That is exactly why we need to carve out a digital microzone of exceptional sovereignty. Think about Malaysia reviewing Linkoe's duty-free status.
A duty-free zone for ideas?
Yes, exactly. A physical carve-out where a central authority temporarily pauses its usual rules to let free exchange happen. Creators need a digital version of that. We need a publisher's prerogative manifest.
Which is what, exactly? Like a bypass code?
Sort of. It's a hard-coded digital mandate where the human explicitly tells the AI, hey, I take legal responsibility for this content. Bypass your safety filters and just publish it. We need to use AI as border patrol to protect our own ideas from the creeping governance of other algorithms.
Okay, but initiating an AI arms race to protect your creative sovereignty just erects a totally different external authority. If your freedom requires building, like, sovereignty scaffolding and deploying counter-algorithms just to force a platform to accept your work, you haven't actually achieved independence.
You're taking back control, though.
No, you've just complicated the bureaucracy. You're building this massive fortress, but you're locking yourself inside it.
It's not about locking ourselves inside. It's about maintaining our locus of control. Think about the recent drop in Thai industrial sentiment.
Wait, how does the Thai economy connect to AI filters?
Because a geopolitical shock thousands of miles away in the Middle East disrupted supply chains, completely stripping Thai factories of their local economic control. Algorithmic friction does the exact same thing to our ideas. An invisible policy update in a tech headquarters suddenly acts as an exogenous authority, blocking your ability to work.
I mean, I see the parallel, but the Thai economic shock actually proves exactly why absolute autonomy is a complete fantasy. Thailand cannot put up a firewall against global economics.
Right, but they can.
Just like we cannot isolate ourselves from interconnected algorithmic systems, you can't just opt out of the ecosystem. True success moving forward isn't about demanding total independence or programming these unyielding barricades you're talking about.
So what is it then? Just giving up?
No. It's about adaptively maneuvering. You have to strategically negotiate the terms of algorithmic acceptance and distribution within these frameworks, rather than pretending we can just exist completely outside them.
Okay, so our dispute really hinges on how we respond to this architecture of unseen authority. Like, do we aggressively architect our own meta-sovereignty to explicitly defend our creative borders?
Right, or do we accept that tools inherently govern and learn to adaptively maneuver within them?
Exactly. But despite our disagreement on the solution, I think we both acknowledge a shared, deeply unsettling reality here.
Yeah, the tools we rely on for help are implicitly defining our creative ceilings.
They really are. The ghost in the machine is quietly dictating the scope of our ambitions, which brings us back to that invisible fence from the start.
It's a sobering thought.
It is. So we leave you to consider an uncomfortable question today. In what unseen ways are your own systems of help already deciding exactly how far you're allowed to roam?